recycling schools. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A lot of Michigan's big cities are shrinking. People have left the state to find work. Others have moved their families to the suburbs. As Jennifer Guerra reports, that's left a lot of urban school districts with empty buildings. But instead of tearing the buildings down, some school districts want to recycle them.
The Detroit Public School District is sitting on more than 80 empty school buildings. Nearly all of them are smack dab in the middle of neighborhoods, so they're huge eyesores. Not to mention it costs the district a lot of money to secure the building so no one breaks in. So to drum up interest in all that unused real estate, the district held a one-day workshop for people to learn the ins and outs of how to buy or lease a school building. One of the people there was Isaac DeGraffenfield. He wants to open a community center and daycare facility, and he thinks repurposing a school building to do that is the way to go.
Most school buildings have a gym, and most kids that I know inner city love to play basketball. So one way you can get kids to come, say, hey, you do this, you get to play some basketball.
Would you be playing with them?
Of course. I will try my best.
Detroit isn't the only district trying to cash in on its real estate. The Lansing School District has sold more than 20 school buildings over the last couple decades, mostly to small tech companies. In Grand Rapids, a company converted the district's old Union High School into fancy new condos. Reusing and repurposing old school buildings is a win-win for a few reasons. One, it helps struggling school districts earn some money. Two, it's generally cheaper to rehab an old building than to build a new one from scratch. And three,
there's nothing more sustainable than an existing building, flat out, period.
Gene Hopkins is an architect in Ann Arbor. He's been practicing historic preservation for 35 years, and he says old school buildings have some great features.
A lot of natural daylight, double-hung windows that open for natural ventilation, and thick masonry walls, you know, for keeping the heat in and for radiating the coolness in the summer.
True, it can take a lot of time and a lot of money to recycle old building materials, but it's usually cheaper than buying all brand new materials. Take Joel Landy, for example. He bought a vacant school building in Detroit for $1,000 in 1991. The place was a complete dump. It had been empty for 20 years. There were actually trees growing on the first floor. To rehab it, he had to spend $7 million. He says it would have cost him $10 to $20 million to build a new school. Landy's most recent purchase is Malcolm X Academy in Midtown Detroit. He's going with a music theme for the building, rehearsal space, recording studio, even a music venue.
It was a little slow to start, but every day I get two or three calls, sometimes 10, and every day I show two or three people the building.
Okay, well, so you've got somebody here today, right?
Yes, there's a couple guys that have a rock and roll band, and they're looking for a room where they can practice, do some recording, and we're going to go meet them right now.
We meet up with Ben Christensen and one of his bandmates. They're looking at a couple rooms on the second floor.
We're interested for sure. We're asking about 209 when that's going to get ready because that room looks pretty cool too.
The building can hold 50 tenants. So far, Landy has signed up 7. Meantime, he's got some ideas for other people who might want to reuse a school building.
They're perfect for assisted living or loft living. In fact, you could probably store cars in a school.
Seems pretty appropriate for a place called the Motor City. For the Environment Report, I'm Jennifer Guerra.
The Detroit Public School District has a list of all the buildings that are up for sale or lease, but you won't find any prices listed. That's because they want you to make the first offer. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.